The call of Nina Simcha at the time of the Simcha. It's also the Simcha. Although is not permitted to be happy during the month of Aviv, and therefore the Ficha, or Yika, Tino, the Chayko Kol Shiva, Shavi Yavu Lezitzo. So you hear, first have to be able to breathe, then you have to be able to hear. Okay. So you shouldn't take a baby in your lap because you may come with it. Fuck. The chora. This has been based on the Gemara in Moed Kotzen. It's a special kind of a thing. You shouldn't take a baby in your lap because you're going to start laughing and it's not a problem. The more significant than in the simon, it's his baby. I'll call a mason if it's a mason mishka liyacha shloshim yom. I'll love the vialimo liyacha yudveh sotish. Okay? Is in Mithu Shigamar and Yigmar Yitzhatu. Chav beiz on the day. Mar says, I'll call a mason kul on the bus of mason mishka liyacha zahmet yom. I'll love the vialimo liyacha yudveh sotish. Shai. This is the verbatim quotation. Oh, says the Gemara. Oh, my God, the Ratana, the Simchas Nereyim. Wait a second. Mars is dear, the Simchas Nereyim, the Simchas Nereyim, the out there. Mars is Lokash. Oh, but Arisusa, the Poranusa. What does it mean, Arisusa and Poranusa? So the explanation given by the Shonim. Arisusa is when you begin a series of round robin social events, going for 10 couples, and they go from 1 to 10, they go from 1, they go to 2, to 3, all the way up to 10. But it starts the series, and you're available, it's not allowed. What does Purim do to me? Unless you just throw out to pay back. Shemeshah is the drash shalem, and Suda should not too low. But then when they go, a series of social events, and to pay back. You pay back by involving yourself in these other social events, and you're allowed to do so. So I think about quoting Shulchan Aruch. Simchas Nereyim she'achayim l'froa from yad mutal asol from yad achashiv. I will enoch, im enoch ha'ayim l'froa, also be kind of l'amid yom. So I will emo, until you bet coach. He's a chidish nifla, is found in the Shulchan Aruch, based upon earlier sources, the Rif. Alava Valimo, Afal Pi Shechayav the Torah, is author of the Yachi Yubei Sosh. And the Pela Otum, why Pela Otum? Nor do we assume that the essence of Yubei Sosh is the extension of Shloshim for a year. Whatever is also for Shloshim, for other relatives, for a full year, the other Vima. Here's a Mudna Maisa. For Renusa's Mudna Vashakra within a month, but also for other Vima, the entire year. How are you talking? How's it possible that the Avelis of the parents for a year is more humble than the Avelis of Shakrovim for the month? Now those others are telling. That's not by anyone in the Gemara.
The
Shloshim should be extended for a year, and if the parent says to his child, listen, I don't want you to be just there to have an extra Shavuot, by the way. Anyone do this now? Anyone
else?
On the extension, but the Pasha, it's impossible to say that the din of Yud Beis Kodesh for a parent is more chomer than the din of Shlosha for other twelve. The Chodesh of Pela. We don't understand the culture. Half the Rish. The Rish says so. The Rock says so. Where did, what's the Svara? How can it be? In fact, in the Some Rishonim say Pakat, there's a sheet of Makat by Hamad Rabbi Chili Paris. Is it the Parish Pakat? We don't understand this riff and the Shonan. We don't understand. That's number one. Now it's number two. Shukhanara had a head there. I'm still at mitzvah. Bechabura mitzvah called Shemat Yosef Yisola, Shem Shemayim, Lo Yochol Shem Yisbat Lamaisa, Mudder Riachat Shloshim, Avotol 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 Shloshim, Mutalach was on a field of top shiva. For that, they have to defend the paper. Yes, also, the students were shmila. A minute, shlo lechol, the shim stood of a olam, could you be told that shimhu chutz the paper. From a bias, me kill it. Fine. Except the students be suing. That's us even in his own house. Now, the case has time going to Shevenbrook, where the Bala Bayit has been available for a parent. So someone asked me, is he allowed to be there? I said, no. I'm a Purusha Rabba. Even if it's his own house. What about Shabbos? Next Thursday. It might not be any different story, but we'll get to that later. Okay. Where is this source of Suda Mitzvah, the head of Suda Mitzvah? So take a look in the Rosh, if you have a Gemara in my country. Simon Mendei. I am. You blew up?
Yes.
He would. We had it. That's from, I think, from the Sefer. Not the Sefer in the Gemara either. Now we have it by Simcha. And we also have a thing called Korah. We'll get to it later. We should go on a big business trip. Also, you give up on there with some of the Sefer's post. Interesting. Okay, now it's for the Shem Shemayim. How was the student's misbehaved by Heather? You also need the student to Rishut. See you at the right there. What's the student Mr. Zedder over? The series. Hayal Hashem Shemayim, the Shari Hayal Hashem Mat, the Yosem Yisomo, Oni Vaniya, Hashem Shemayim, Lo Yikon Hashem Yisbat La Mait, which Rambo got the philosopher. Hava the Nitzuhi Oshir, Shizmino the student to Kabego, Osul the Yikon Hashem. What does that mean? The student Mr. Zedder really works as such. But it's critical that you be there to make sure that comes off okay. That's a special dispensation. You would show me. Vice the Kabura's Mitzvah, Kiddush HaKodesh, was there? Kabura's Mitzvah, Kabura's Pesach, Kabura's Achil of Kutchin, from my Shoshani. Okay, in Koldova, Shastorach, Ba'atmo, Afagat, Shalokha, Ba'kabura. The ancient Mitzvah, the Simchum. Hold of a material of the Shlosh of Eilis, of the Eva. Of a top Shlosh, the Kalkuda Shabbat, of the Kain, the Uli, or Ibiza. Again, Shabbat. The Torah that you say Kodesh of the Imam should be the same as Shlosh of Shach Kodesh. Why are you saying all special dispensation only for you say Kodesh? And I have to score up on the mic. Because the Rish says that you say that the last 11 months of the year for a parent are more chomor than Shlosh of Shach Kodesh. There's no answer for a new stuff. And now the Russian saying, Punk Paket, that he's a tamer of student mitzvah, etc., only apply when? For the last 11 months of Odi. Or do not apply to Shloshim of Shachrov. Nor of Chalukas. What's going on over here? I would have said exactly the identical. And I have two Rishon who are saying two different directions. So, there's nothing to it. The Bach says, this is Shver Friday. Whatever heter you have for Yud-Bet Kodesh of Avimo, the same heter must perforce apply to Shach Rovim within Shlosh. The Shach goes to Bach. the cotton gimbal. Hello. And Gimel says, Ramah says, I will talk Lama and also the call to the Mitzvah, that says the Shach. Mashma, feel the Shach Krovim. Not only over the Yimel, he's the Shach Krovim. So slow, Shem is up. And the Bach that is Mut. Says the Lama and Ramah, the Chorah Mukha Kepir Shabbat. There is Lama Kava Chomer. Umad to the Tzmerein. Shekhayev the Poroh, Shaosu the Bel Limu, Tofi Beis Kodesh. Mutter Bishakrov and Tov Lamed. Right, as we saw, that Shem Mutter Ba'ovim Vimo Tov Yudbeit Kodesh to this mitzvah. And then Shem Mutter Bishakrov and Tov Lamed. All the galactic of Dagomir and Rav. Nope. So the question is, how can anyone argue with the Bach? How can anybody argue? But the Mukhut Mahal, Shach is very schwer. Because the problem with this Dogon Rav is even the Rosh itself. Because the Rosh here calls both seasons. And, take that back. Here the Rosh calls Tzidus a rib. That, for a Nusa, is other Vimu Yudhei's Kodesh. And later he says that there's no distinction at all between Yudhei's Kodesh, other Vimu, and Shlosh of the Shach Rav. The fear of the Rosh himself. So I want to say it's from. Where did the Torah come from? Let's go back to the basics. Why is, what's the basis for the Heter Torah Nusa? The Chorus of Pela Hotum. Who cares for Torah Nusa? You have a social obligation. You have a social obligation. Avi Etzuchos Avev. Nayamites. That's like America. It's an American concept. You know, you have a social obligation, it's not nice, you don't pay back your social debt. You have this party, you know, what's going on? It's a reform. Look what's happening, this is ridiculous. Oh. So they make the following suggestion. Rashi sounds like an American. Forgive me for the pejorative. Rashi says, I'm not Russian. For a nusah shemishal and nusah shenatalo, you can't stop. You know why? She'i efshalo shalo yishal. Rabbi, I have to drive on Shabbos. It's impossible otherwise. What's going on over here? I mean, yeshalo. But you know, whatever happens to my license? Yeshalo. Also. I mean, yeshalo. What's going on over here? America. What's that a rashi? Hail the garage because it's a fake rashi. It's not an American. Whatever, whoever he was. What's going on? So that is their stuff. What somebody does, and he's forced to do it, by definition, is not an absolute symbol. It's not a little philosophical. What if I want to engage in a particular activity, so it can be viewed as an act of great happiness. If I'm in effect forced to do it by whatever it may be, whether it be a social obligation or whatever, it's not a complete symbol. Because I have no choice. If I have no choice to do it, the complete feeling of simcha is somewhat lacking. That's the case. What's wrong? We need the air. Yeah, cooling up. Yeah. Is he called quiet cooler than that? Like, you know, Russian Saki Norm. Yeah. So, Rabotai, I'm saying the following yourself. We shouldn't think that it's what we call our language Zuchuyu. It's an Isser of Simcha. And it's Nibkeh because you have a social obligation. It's like a different verb, Futra. It's a social obligation, it lowers the level of Simcha you've experienced. It made us in the category of Futra. There's no violation of Simcha in the first place, not an absolute Simcha. The Mele Rabot, I want to make the following shot, suggest the final shot in the Rif. I think it's a good shot. The Rif calls a Pella Otsum. How can he say this? We're more masked by other Yimel, Yudhei Kodesh, than the Shah Krov and Tov Lamas. A Pella. Is that same? What? Well, the rim says so. So the Dovah Rava took the rim to be saying in a certain sense that the Avel for Shach for Avlimo is more Chomer for a year than the Shach Rava for a month. That's Kavah Chomer. The whole thing's a Pele. But they're not Shach. Chach for Shomer. No, it's not true. The Avel for Avlimo is not more Chomer than Shlosh for Shach Rava. If anything, it's more Kavah. If anything, it's on the rush. Nope. The half kappa for a nusa to Mohammed. Here's a chat about it. If someone in the world in which we live, now I don't want to sound like a being involved in relativism, but what can I do? If social obligation, by definition, limit the level of simcha, because you do it because you're forced to do it, so these social obligations become relevant halakhically. Can't help it. There's like, the average person, I make a psychological assumption, the average person understands the critical difference between, just to give an example, the losing of the loss of a parent and the loss of a sibling. Of course, you might say that in given the generational and the age, differences in today's world, and people say, oh, your father's an old man, your mother's an old woman, so, you know, but your brother and your sister are younger. But that's just, that's American time. The Pepsi generation. But, no offense to Mashkiach, just, what I need to say is that from the perspective of the world, a person loses a parent. This is, you know, this is the worst thing. It's so terrible. It's tremendous debt of gratitude that a person owes to a parent that's beyond words. And yet they say you only have two. Like one father, one mother. Whereas siblings, or other relatives, as maybe in a sense more devastating emotionally, the younger, even a child, a spouse, maybe more devastating emotionally, but the sense of hakaras hatov, the person required to have a father and mother, that's all you thought of the human aim is in the Shina Christ. This critical requirement of gratitude to a parent is something which is, I'm assuming, is in the mindset of the average person. And then the average person, we're talking about the person who is dealing in our circle, the average person understands that someone lost a parent, can't expect them to pay back social obligations. It's been completely overtaken and overcome by this terrible loss. Father, mother, once you went to this world, you owe so much to them. So, now I expect the guy to go make a party. Can't expect it. The people don't even expect it. If the people don't expect it, you're not allowed to do it. So the reason for the ripped in, that the head of Peronusa, does not apply to other people using that code, not because the Avel is more common. Because the expectation, what is going on in the MIDI negotiation, lowered expectations. Well, one of the buzzwords now. Lowered expectations. There are lowered expectations in the case of Avel as a father and mother. Everyone understands. Father and mother. It's so overwhelming and the gratitude is so strong. They cannot expect the guy to start making a party just because he owes you one. That's the shot. There's not a hilchos derech eretz. The mele rabbos say, the people are expected to understand, be understanding. The mele there's no social expectation. The mele there's no obligation to do it socially. The mele there's nothing to do it. The whole half is if it's fully expected of you, then as I said before, so you only have much choice. There's no choice. It's not considered a full simple. But over here, where it's not so expected of you, so therefore you have a choice to say no. You can say yes, to consider it a full circle, and it's awesome. That's the time there is. The male of us, you understand very well, is a pyramid to the Kabbalah Homer of the Dalai Meravah. The Dalai Meravah was assuming that Avelis Avelis was more common. Wrong, half the Shalom. Either it's the same, Shakro, Shloshim, and Avelis was using such as, which is my first Nitiya, or if anything, as I said before, but Kerr, all of the emo is more cow than on Shlosha for Shachar Ovid. And Shach says, and a veil of other Vimo is more cow, and there was a certain Heteris of Sudas Mitzvah, which apply to Yudbeis Tonis. Other Vimo does not apply to Shlosha for Shachar Ovid. This is the assumption. It seems to me, Rabotai, that perhaps we can suggest that it's that also shot, perhaps, in what we call Ash Yigru Bo Chaveru. We saw the rush, the rivet, Ash Yigru Bo Chaveru. To this, take a look at Simon's back of Simon's Shin Pei, Sif Chapei. It's been based upon the Yerushalmi. There it says, I'll call our nation also at Lamed Yom, Lele Pesora of the Meirachol, the Ika Pirsum Gadol V'Dol of the Simcha, Sholach V'Shayore V'Dol of Smech and Harvey V'Derech. Okay. The other than the email, Ache Yigiru V'Chaveira V'Yomu Lechimon. Who is Shemana? What's that this Amaisa? Yigur Bo Chaveira V'Yomu Lechimon. What's it all about? Understand, when it comes to Giyus and Tisporet, Yigur Bo Chaveira, we understand it to mean that you look so hideous that you're not expected to be a pariah, to be an ogre, to be someone who is the Kutzba Machna completely, even though there's a Giyur of Tav Kibbut Ave. We understand that your personal look up to a point, are critical in the cover of Brias, whatever, as you understand. But what does Yigur Bo Chaveira have to do with Shayara? Or with Simcha, as it's quoted in the Rush. So perhaps it's a genuine story about that. Perhaps it's a genuine story. What do I mean? Chaveira doesn't mean I have to actually tell you. The same thing happens to someone that just loses a relative, grows a beard for a month, and then someone says, you look ugly. He's doing him a favor. He's learning yeshiva. He grew up a veil. He's gone. He looks terrible. I'm going to get rid of that beard. But the pause can more point out, it's not necessary. I mean, you want to do it, do it gently. Not to actually say, you look terrible. Take a look over back on yesterday, Simon Shinsadi. Siv Dalin, the Drukhe Yosef, Ashi Yigaru. Habadaksim, Goro Musa. From Logo Arosim and Todesh, and Zivri Havai. Stut. To Otto Agara, he amateras also. Hashir Ushimatiro. Shim Shir, Shah Shir, Haroyally Gorbo Kavera, Achil Goro, Yokol is Safer, Pantoroki Ben Todesh. Fine? So, it's Roy. Sheer gets the same, presumably over here also. And Shin Pei's in Chafei. What is the lesson of the Yushalmi? Hey man, you gotta come. What's this, America again? You have to come. Here's the answer perhaps. If you have to come, it's a simple discount. You have to be there. It's a social obligation. Or a business obligation for that matter. You're running a big business and people go on these business trips and everyone goes and everyone helps each other out and they need you. Yeah. Even though they have to, I'm sorry to give you the best I can give today. The best I can give today is a month for what we call a business convention. You know, you go to the center of Las Vegas, 10,000, I'll say it, there should be some doctors. They're also medical businessmen. So they have 10,000 doctors of certain friends. They all come to New Orleans. I know what happens. I know what happens to medicine. Who should go there? New Orleans, the Mardi Gras. You know, they don't pick some kind of they don't pick Bnei Brak to have a convention or something. Can I tell you? They pick these incredible places they can go. There's put some there. So they shouldn't be doing that if you're in America. So shouldn't be going on these kind of business trips. So they have the equivalent time of the Gemara too. doing a yarid, and they had all kinds of wine, women, and so on. I can imagine going on over this thing. It's not appropriate for, like, anybody. But anyway, it's not appropriate for an uncle Simon to be in that kind of a setting. But he's a computer whiz, and they all they're 10 computer whiz, and they go around, and now they need him. They need him. They need him because he has certain expertise in the field. Without him, they can't sell their wares. There's no choice. So he has to go. There's a business obligation that discounts the simcha. It's less than a simcha. It's like a simcha to the head of a Purinusa. Perhaps you could say, Abshan, he grew up there with respect to Korah, which is in a sense the din of a din of simcha. That's the case, then, okay? If that's the case, somebody who feels he has to go to a certain simcha, a social, a very strong social obligation, or other communal obligation, to attend a particular simcha, this might be a mitigating factor that he feels he just has to go. The kolbo unavailable. Hey! Simon Aleph. Butzal 24. Re'ei Zephela, he says. Hatsasi Be'el Megalchim, in the rush. I'll call a Mason, Shlosh Yom, the Mason Mishnah. Lo'ri Yom HaTshigur Bakameo. He found us, so we will say. He found us. We found it also. We have it before the Kovah. We also found it. Re'ei Zephela. But the post is not quoted Shabbat. Interesting. It's quoted Shabbat now, but it's a scholar. Which is also the Shem Simcha. But if they say Mishnah Brahman, that's the Shem Pei, Shem Tavah, not quoted. So I can't tell you. That's the case. Usudal Piruach Yisroel Saba. Im Yesh Lo Torah Mutal Lishatek. So what the Kobo did over here, he said, it's typical. You have a Torah, it's Torah, please. Presumably there's a kind of a stuff, a social field you have to go. So how do we define it though? It's a little bit interesting. And another, I take exception to something which is written in this footnote. When is it after? Da'afimation choku mecholos after a poskim of l'shatim. But not if it's roof, it's your sabbath. What? There's no bit of mecholos by a student kasta, the roof, it's your sabbath? Well, what's in the midst of a case of Rakhman back out? What are you talking about? I can't understand. It was a Yekisha wedding. I once kibbutz. It says in the Rakhman, it was Kiddush Levana. The first one was danced by a Kiddush Levana way, same way danced by a wedding. They have to hack up the Yekis on there. So that's the answer. So the Yekis is danced by a wedding. I mean, you know, yeah. I shouldn't say that. It's really not a nice thing to say. But I'm just trying to give you a muscle over here that, I don't know why. But on the other hand, it seems to me though, the truth on the other hand, to have an obligation, a social obligation to attend a wedding with all the dancing, is today almost non-existent. I say almost non-existent, but I didn't say non-existent. I was at a wedding last week, and the father of the chassan was in Avelis, the parents. He came to the wedding. So for some reason, the rabbi told him, he's allowed to come to the wedding, he's allowed to dance, it's only allowed to dance if the band does not play. Just the water our butter. What? Well, this is a mother show. This is a hazard to dance because you know otherwise we call it social obligation. We'll see another throw later on. So kamuta. If it's also whatever reason that Shabbat even the band stops playing. These is not a band, these is a cola. So we'll come to that later. I just want to give you an interesting idea of this verse. I'm trying to say to you this follow. A social obligation, I'm willing to concede the principle that a social obligation would apply here. But I'm saying the reason why the Shabbat left it out is perhaps because it's such a powerful social obligation to go to attend such a simcha is very rare. Perhaps when we talk about the Masi Yosef Yisoma also, that I did a tchuya. It will let you do the issue because otherwise it's catastrophic. If you don't come take care of the Yosem and the Yosem. No, Butra. The Yosem and the Yosem are on and if you don't show up, then the whole thing's going to fall apart. In those days, it was negotiated. It's like a closing. I'm not kidding. Even if I in the Yiddish folk 100 years ago. A chas like a closing. Chasm comes, and it, look, he wants to up to Nadan 10,000 rubles. Oh, the Rebbe's gone crazy. They always the closing. Plus, like I say, it's like buying a building. And they often price the last minute. It's not much as it was. So you see, you also get yourself, like, oh, everything go wrong, the guy has to be there. Not a hutcher, it's a hutcher. But in most weddings, if they broke Hashem, they wanted to reach heaven to be here, or so it would appear. So, at least one side would be here. So, the obvious same kind of obligation, you have to be so, you have to count. On the other hand, I feel it strongly, we'll get to this later, this is a very good head for a rov to come to a wedding of a Talmud or of a Malabot, even in Avil. Even if he's not the Masada Kiddushin. If he's Masada Kiddushin, Mamash has already said the Masada Kiddushin Post. The Masada Post. And it's the basis for it. It's a social obligation. He's the Rav of the Shul, or the Rosh Hashiva. He has an obligation to Tamidin. I feel it's very strong. Obligation to Tamidin, or Rebbe, or Rav of the Shul, or a Rebbe to Tamidin. You know, often the obligation is available or no available. Is a function of who else is there. You know, there are many rabbanim who they'll come avelus to know, they'll fly far over where they go because they see the nevach as a mokum shein anoshim. Maybe if you don't come, Rob, if you don't come, I'm in trouble. Yes, but Tom, it's hard to stay away. No, I mean, you have to have a little... See, that's the halacha. It's the pasha gemilas katotim. You know? I had this thing, I need you, Rebbe. I need you. Sometimes I need you, I won't do almost anything. On the other hand, with this kabe, though, I had a case, don't do it avelus. I was in Camp Arasha, and someone got engaged in late December. And they decided to make the wedding something July 4th, something like that, because it was a legal holiday. So I said, I'm not on my back. I didn't come. I was off the Messiah position, because the Vokhoshev Rav canceled out, but to his credit, there's a Vokhoshev Rav Hashiva. I can tell you what it is, because it's a family struggle. But Baron Shepman from Chaim Berlin. I love that man. I don't really know him well, just from watching him at Kaplan. So go to any class of the Talmud, Chaim Berlin, money, no money, family, no family, he'll come at the beginning, he'll take to the end, he'll dance up a storm. The man is not a youngster, I mean, he's old, thank goodness. I saw it, my own eyes. Some of them I knew, non-mishers, no money, and no yichas, nothing, zero. And he came early, and he stayed late, and I was so impressed. He was supposed to be in the Talmud by this Talmud. But it's an individual, and who comes with a lot of money, and a lot of yichud, and a lot of old glitz, unbelievable. And he opted to go to a Talmud who has no money, and no yichud. I was so impressed. I'm in awe. But I still didn't come to the wedding. Why? Because this family had five other very chashuv rabbanim. Rabbanim, rabbeim, very chashuv people. They didn't need me. I should be there. You know, I'm not here on July 4th. It's not a good day for me. So if someone gets engaged in May and wants to make a wedding in July, I have much more achmonis. Because, you know, we could do it any earlier. But I didn't go to the wedding. Give me an example. On the other hand, when I was in Avelis, and I got out up from Shiva, it was a Tuesday morning. Wednesday night, I was already at the wedding. I'm pretty sure a chef was Messiah Kedushin, but the young man had money. And it would stare at him, it would bother him if I didn't show up. You understand, I guess he'd realize, but I didn't say. I went, I sat him at a tish, you know, like it was important that I should see him sitting with him, and I got a brach and I left. Yes. I don't think you're factorized. I think that so the Rav, again, the Rav, when I say Rav Shukhan, I only mean if the Rav is going to get what we call today, forgive me for the expression, a kibbutz. Because, what can I say, it's a funny thing, kibbutzim. Kibbutzim, as the word implies, has a lot to do with honor, and people feel, you know, it works different ways. People feel honored if their rabbi, you know, their rebbe can come, and they can say, ooh, this guy, he learned by this rebbe, or he's a salabas, this rabbi shul. It means something to him. cut two ways, by the way. The same way as some people, anyway. Some Rabbanim and Rosh Hashivas would feel almost insulted if they aren't given a particular kippah. And I'll give you some advice. If you're involved in marriage plans, give everything away. Some of you may have been at a wedding on Monday night, but you may have heard a strange thing, that the Tzadik Kala got six brachas in a row. All the six brachas, the people from the neighborhood of the Kala with one Rebbe at the end. So someone asked, what about the Chosn has no Rabbanim on his side, has no Rosh Hashivas, and no this? So the answer is that when the father of the Kala says, I have five Rabbanim from the town, and I want to be Mechaber them, and I have it. So the father of the Chosn said, Rezak Hashem, and that's yours, Zachalai. The mother of the Kala looks funny. The mother of the Chosn looks a little funny, and the father of the Chosn said, it's all yours. All the father of the Chosn cared about was that the grandparents of the Chosn should be taken care of. That's all he cared about. And everyone else, all the other Rabbanim, Rosh Hashivas, and there were many, many Chosn people. That's kibbutz. Kibbutz is a very tough business, kibbutz. But because of this, it's a funny thing, but because of this reality, I feel it's a special obligation, when possible, for a Talmud or a Rebbe or a Rebbe of a shul to appear at such events. And I think it would be included in this kind of a heaven. As opposed to a next-door neighbor, the first like your next-door neighbor should come. Or your relative should come. You know, cousins. First cousins. I mean, first cousins, I'm from cousins. First cousins are very close to me. Very close to me. Both when I was in Abelis, some of you may know I have a cousin of Abelis, Shalita, from Paraguay. Very close cousin, not some. But he made a wedding for his oldest daughter. I was in Abelis, and I told him, sorry, my wife, of course, is going to come. I'm not coming at all for anything. I'm staying home. I said, of course. I moved, yes. My mother was one of his favorite aunts, and he's like, you, of course, have come for you. Don't come, and of course, I understand. And if he wouldn't understand, I mean, he's a Talmud Chacham, we're going to submit the wood. There's a limit. And if you know, I would say, if it's an absolute shter, there would be some kind of a hetter in principle, based on what you're saying is not. But I would be very limited in practice. Very limited. A very close person. There is basically, I agree with you. But I'm afraid to say it too broadly, because it can be obviously to be abused. Very easy to be abused. Neighbor, cousin, how close the neighbor, how close the cousin, they were never told. They were supposed to be invited to the wedding. Oh, obviously invited me. So if I won't come, I'm going to stay. Yeah, so, yes,
in these cases, will have to have a across the board, book on the wedding,
everything? No. Generally speaking, it's almost nobody, except for parents, in my view, that if you're not going to come to the suitor, it's going to share. Maybe a grandparent. I don't know. That's my view on it. I mean, I'm wrong. I think the world thinks I'm wrong, and I'll explain to you why, what their basis and why I disagree with them. But, some of the chuppah, look, the chuppah has two things going for it. Number one, considering the biggest shter, you couldn't be able to observe the ceremony. And number two, as we'll see soon, the chuppah is not shibbuk of simcha. It's a meal. That's shreva. It could be very frail. So it's baruch Hashem, baruch of simcha. So someone shouldn't be there because he's not available. Okay. I have a big fight at this very point. Can a person go into the Beit HaChuppah to hear the brachas? Or, a different question, to go into the Beit, into the Sukkah without eating?
Big machlok.
So the Chorus of the Purusha Gemara is there. I'll call our base in Kulon, Nichnas the base at Simcha, Liachalam and Yom. And otherwise, you can't be Nichnas. What does Nichnas mean? Oh, Nichnas means you can't come in. Let's say Ochel. It says Nichnas. I don't remember base again. Yesh Norgin Shinichnasim Mitzobri Beisodas Beis Hakufa Lishnoa Brochas Olav Vake Avalola Achila. Now Lishnoa Brochas Olav Vake. Hear the Brochas, I understand. The Vake is how they can even go into the place where they're eating, but you can't eat. The Yesh Machirim Shinichnasim Cloud sounds like you can't even go to the Hakufa. Too extreme. Ramban Zatkosa Shehosu Dikonashim Cloud. So the old Adika Simcha Bakufa, Akila Shalom Bishat Akila, and he quotes the Gemara Sukkah, Al Mesepta. Chafem Ebe, Chachay Noeg Eba Ashkenaz, Tokim Be Sodesh, Omed Kutz the Beis Levayit, the Shlo Akrofas, and the Nichol the Beis Klau. You know, you're supposed to go to Levayit, they have a sound system outside, have a Nukhulma, a fast of a sound system outside. So that the Avelim can hear the Brofas. But it's almost out. They still have to hear that sound system or through the window. This is the Rosh Masimen Mem Beis. Interesting. The Beis Yosef here quotes a Shuvas Maimonides that it's mutter to go into the Melkom Pirchus Eretz of an Intuin She'ein Shom Shum Simcha. There's a quote. Lo rikud lo tipuach uskolk. They understand me. They used to have the sweaters in the shul, or in the chutzah of the shul, and there was no band. There was that band. The Maril said, you're not having a wedding without a band. There must be 10 pieces, but they have to have a band. The Maril, because they know the band makes a failure. So presumably that the band was the mokum where they danced, or where they had the chuppah. There was no band. So it's not a Malcolm Rico, they didn't dance, they didn't clap, this was a solemn occasion. In my opinion, you have a band, and the band is playing very slow music, everyone's crying, it's also no band. But that's not a band that we're talking about. The problem is, it's not there, they dance their effort. That's the problem. The expression of the Agos Maimini, Shubas Maimini, is there was nothing. No scope, and no tikuah, and no rikud. You get the impression from that lesson that there wasn't any of it in that place ever. Not before, not after, never. So you cannot characterize that place as a base Hamishna, as a base of sin. This is Lashon. We read for the Shuvas Maimonides in the back. Quote from Rav Yoh. Leilach b'birchas Yisur b'birchas Eretz and Mutam Yadach Hashiva Shereen Shem Shum Simcha Lo Rikud Lo Tikuach Uskok. So Ein Shem. So what do you say about that? So what will happen? He'll go to the Kufa, according to the Shita, and he'll walk out before they want to sing English and take Yerushalayim. He'll walk out. So no one's gonna dance before they finish English and take Yerushalayim. They'll be out of the room, be out of the building by the time they start to dance. Still about 100% sure that they would apply. Because the mako, the place, I guess with flourish says you can't not have been sorry about Shem Soifa. Even though there's going to be dancing in that room later, it hasn't been a dancing there until now, it's mako lock. So according to this sheet, it seems to me, it's mutter today to go into a chuppah, according to this sheet, even though there's a band, because the band is saying only slow stuff, even if it's going to be dancing, it's only you should walk out before they drag up the band and start dancing. Came nearly according to this sheet. Yeah. Any topic and Harry can come to a chuppah. It's not included in the first place. It's not a basic simcha. Can't go to the meal. You can come to them. I want to tell you the issue, you have to be honest. Those who are making like the sheet, you can't look down upon them. It's a legitimate sheet in halacha. That a person in a velus with no connection can come to a chuppah and sit there for the whole chuppah and hear the brachas and walk out before they start dancing. It's a legitimate point of view. I'm not advocating it across the board because the Ramban after this, right? But it is a legitimate point of view. The Makara calls two shitas. Just give them. The kodesh the chuppah shalom b'shas achil l'shmo abrachas yesh matirim v'yesh alter. He doesn't say. Doesn't make out wrong. The Ramot says, Avalo Yikonis the base, the bias cloud, the shah sha omdim shaman is mote chosim the kala, the chay noag in the ashkena. What do you mean it's mote chosim the kala? I am going to mean the fast music. Trombone and the horn and all kind of those kind of guys. But it's the violin, everyone's crying. That's the reason to answer. I don't believe it's the reason to answer. So therefore there are more of take a stand specifically. And there are more that go further than that. Because of the bias, also not chasna, also the shoshim, the snake of sham, where the 2 days, and the court of sham, the nachri should even walk in. I will be kufa, also the beta knesset, shem levacha, shem birkas eresim, and nisuin, vein shem simcha klal, mutli mera chashiva, v'yeh shoshim at shloshim, v'chein nirali, there are more notes of the hachri. And there's something you may call this as well. We call up on nirash, the ovo yochol of varech, birkas eresim, and nisuin, tachat the chubu, the beta knesset, that means that he's the world of Lada Kamehmi Mitzahara Kedushin, the first Ramah. Is it a Chuya? Is no one else? Someone else? No. Kupas in a Hutra, I have a social obligation. Rabbi X is his Rebbe. Rabbi Y is also his Rebbe. Yeah, but Rabbi X is his main Rebbe, or his Rosh Hashiva, or his Shul Rabbi. There's a greater obligation. That's why I have to send this Ramah. In any event, it's better not to go even to a Kupas, based upon the Ramah. But it ought to be, you can't deny it. So I would say, Ketsir Shnem Yachar, something like that. Strong sense of obligation, that if he doesn't come, it could be a disturbance and he feels this obligation. It's only to go to the kufa, it's kind of a sex fake. But it's mokum la hustle, but I do it grudgingly. I don't want this to become a wild head. Well, in rare cases, you can be making, yes. What about you? Oh, the meeting of I got a phone call the next day. My wife took the call. Everyone had a different thing to say about phone call. This is a different kind of call. He never was such a mire by a man. That's a mire was Gavaldi. I tried very hard to make 1 minute of mire, walk to a star without the band playing, and it wasn't completely why I knew it would be someone out of fears or doing that other thing. Sometimes I'm a fear. Can you make an early mire? I want to tell him what he's doing here. So I didn't say anything. He was a big rabbi with a big beard, much taller than me. I wasn't going to start up with it. So, but he made his own game. And then the guys, I was so proud, my guys, I told him to learn Daf Yomi. I said, I want you, it's an hour, you have an hour to learn Daf Yomi after the book. I was so excited. They learned Daf Yomi, they made their own minion. And then this was one of the minions I saw breakaways in davening, in the hall, with the band, with everything. But I think, I saw three, I think everyone was so I got a call, what a Gavaldig Gemara. Who doubts the earth? I got a doubt the Gemara. The Schmack. He was supposed to be a good friend of ours. He was supposed to come to the... He said he's coming, or his sister. They canceled. But they really have your side that night. I thought he can come to the Chuppah. The Chuppah will be over by Shkia. Depends on how you find over. In the Shkachet, Yerushalayim started by Shkia. 8:29. That's because it was canceled. There was a little delay of game getting the people in. Getting people into that room, it was just, we didn't have any traffic cops in that, we had a traffic on the way out, we never had on the way in. Anyway, it's all fine stuff. So he had a yard sentry, that was like a Shemak Amar. I'm getting sidetracked over there. That minute goes as this. The Ramban and Tesh, Kuf Tzadi Tesh, quote the Raya. Interesting Raya of a Kumra. Ein ha-melech v'nokom simcha. How do you know? Ovel ein ha-nog ha-melech v'regel. The siv, the samach, the chagev. That's next week's year. Alma yamei simcha, lav yamei ha-melech. Yamei ha-melech, lav yamei simcha. Huh? What's far I know? I agree. But the Mechila will say, a guy walks in and doesn't eat. If you know, it's almost a time. You walk into a wedding hall and there's, delicious food. The more delicious, the bigger star. You can't touch it. Some people talk about, the awesome love to be a great star for tzaddikim, the great honest for the Rishoyim. But somebody, what's the honest for the Rishoyim? They're going to wash the tzaddikim, and they can't partake. I won't go into the problem. So a guy walks into the basement and it's so sumptuous. And they tell him that you can't eat it. Oh. What does that do with the raya by ain't simcha b'mokom avelis? I agree. It's mishkan simcha, you can't eat. But carrots are more delicious of food, and everyone is savoring it and enjoying it. You know you're not allowed to do it. That tempers your simcha significantly. For yeshiva b'chava. And else we eat very delicious. Yeshiva b'chava. Can't eat. I mean, I'm so good. I don't see this right either. Who knows so good is here? Some people. The Gemara doesn't understand that cafe, because our opening shiur, that cafe, the leg of the sukkah, the leg of the sukkah. What's the proof? What do you see? You see that the two did it. Achila and Simcha. You see that the concept of Simcha the Chosan, Bar me Achila the Suri. Again, I agree. I don't deny the fact that there exists a concept of simple. What? Simple to all eating. I didn't say that. But if I cared, and then I can prove something different to me, that without Achila there can be no simcha. How do I know? Who knows the Gemara about that? Exactly. A simcha, Ela b'mokom Achila, Ela b'mokom Suda. That's a chos v'chol v'nei chulu p'turim v'nei sukkah. V'chol v'nei l'kula, from that same daf, I think it's v'nei l'kula. The Ramban proved that there exists an inner simcha over and above Suda. I'm asking, but I'm saying the Suda is a prerequisite for that simcha. Ain't Suda above Suda before she wants to carry it. You are correct. I agree with you. The first one would be a big cooler when it comes to a chuppah only with no Suda. That's number one. And number two, it's arguable the reason why ain't simcha above Suda because you got to eat. That's certainly arguable. It's certainly much shot. It seems to me that there's a very solid ground for the Rishonim who say that you're allowed to go to a chuppah and even to go to smoke a food without eating. Nevertheless, there's a posh, there's our Gemara is not that way. Also the Kaneh, can't go in, because he's saying it's the whole Avirah Simcha. So that's why I tell people to go into the meal is very hard to be made. You're going to want to make you. Very hard to be made. If you go into the chuppah, you're on more serious grounds. Again, to be made for two reasons. One, intrinsically, and two, what we call an eitzah, called the obligation, and the shterish is more by the chuppah than by the meal. That's how I think the psychological is the reality. You know your neighbor, your friend, your cousin, at least kind of witness the ceremony, which is, you know, the much more, after all, as important as eating is, that getting married is more important than the pastor. So, in terms of the relationship, etc. So that's what I tell people. There are more here which you read at length. The sources are originally quoted in the Dark Emotion. Hi, Alex. This cotton day. Maimonides means Jewish Maimonides, I think. Hit the Likonis, the Birkos, Eris, and the Suan, the Mokom, the Lekos, and the Klau. No record, etc. They didn't steal through the street. I will declare the mokum shalosim asuda merofah shemshever baruch zakar asuda. Even the agos mind, which means chuvas mind, more than the other. Paul dika sham simcha. I think that's correct. So the three sheets are about that. Either you can even go into the suda room as long as you don't eat. Or, the other extreme, you can't go to the chuppah, or the Tetris position, if you're allowed to go to the chuppah, but you're not allowed to go into the room where they're eating at all. And I add, if you go to the chuppah, you should really try to get out before they start the dance. The middle view, I think, is what the A's of me this month, but you should try to avoid it unless you have a very great sorrow to do it. And it goes on and on, in the talking about a great lesson. Fine. How about Rit Mila? So from Dr. Moshe and in the Ramo itself, he discusses Rit Mila. Yesh Olshin Vesudas Rit Mila. Vaminik Shalo Lecho. Notice he says, Vashim Suda Ba'olam. What does that mean? We can make the following compromise. Again, better to fail. Oh, it's better to fail. Asher is a bit better. You don't have to go start getting involved in statements over here. If you feel an obligation to go, because the grit itself is a cutting, a body ought to go. It's not a chuppah. So watch them cut the, give the name of the baby, it's not body foot. But to stay for the meal, it's better not to stay. But if you shout at kach, I tell people they should stay, but not eat. It's more kach. The bris meal is not the same as the half much more common. The bris meal is more cow, and therefore if you have to be there, just go and don't eat. Fascinating concept, which has I think been Is everything clear so far? We have Rabotai, let me add another word. The Dogon the Rabotai quotes an interesting cooler. Right here he says, look at the shot back in Rachel and Rabbi. See him in Texas, Mudder. The Sudas Bar Mitzvah, who's the Amshel Shlomo, Dino can see him in Texas. Behind him, Adar, Dorish, etc., etc. But apparently, an exception, a Sudas Torah. A Sudas Torah is Mudder for an Abba to go to. The Mishnah Brewer writes in the beginning of Zilchot Simchot Torah, he was on the Ambach, not mistaken. Where's Mr. Brewer above? Is that it? One of those? Real life, the beginning of Tumrach Tamach says that this Suda that I used to have will cover Simchat Torah was almost permitted to attend. See you? Is it? Almost off you made Kodesh, you offer Lamba, Suda's Mishkazoo. First, I'm going to be curious. Suda's Torah. It's a seal, it's a Torah, and a Bar Mitzvah, which is supposed to be, as I explained on a different occasion, a suit of Torah, the Ikram Bar Mitzvah is a suit of Torah. The father completes the Madhu Nothan Spinakal and Dari above. I keep that, it's a long story, not for now. So I think it would have to be, you know, a real Bar Mitzvah. A suit of the Bar Mitzvah should be Drush. The Prophet should Dari, should be, in America when they say it's more far than Mitzvah, that's not a, there's no answer for that. No answer. I want to introduce a new concept, which has been, everyone knows about this, but I looked into it carefully, and I'm not sure that it's not being abused beyond belief, beyond recognition. And we'll see. It's not an easy concept. Tosfos and Agos Ashri and the Dark Emotion all quote this idea of Imam Mishamshin. Also, I'm just having to happen to open to me the Rosh. Agos Ashri is also Lepo, Beinim, Achosin, Beinim, Mishamshin. I feel the Kedesh Akash Lo B'Makam HaKupot. Ukemedum Ali, Shema Yitzarek V'Hashtem Atzara L'Chosin, Sha'oz Mutal Alikonis V'Lech Ali Makosin. Maybe for a minion. I tell you the truth, I didn't realize this. And I was once asked to go to a Sheva Brachos in my building when I was in Naveli. And I said no. I said, need you for a minion. I said no. Can't come. Now I don't know. I don't think it's Hagos Hashem's quote in Shulchan Aruch, but what's it based upon, Rabbi? If my opinion, the base of it is cooler, we spoke about before, Torah Dusa. That's the God, they need a minion. They found someone else, they didn't need me. But if not, my opinion have to go, English not to go anyway, can't know how to go. And now I realize if I have to go, it'll be on this base. We saw the Rick Holes, the Shulchan Aruch quotes it. There's no head there for a Nusa, other than Emo. And I was the case with Emo. So I thought, you can say, yep, that's time to go on a Sabbath, it's time to go on a Suda Parade. But here, they want to make sure about the tent, Julie, just sit there. Actually, you have to eat something. You have a big shot, what would you do with that? That's already a tightrope. If you eat, you're ready to eat there. If you don't eat, you can't make sure everybody's that they had to eat. I thought I'm not going. But I just see other kulos. I think it's very important to have the four news. This is news to me. I don't think I realized this at that time. I go outside to Simon Membe. In Sarech Lahashtam Asar Lechasan Azvutal Likonis Velechal. Correct, in Lechasan. No, I guess so. Need it for a minute. That's it. They're all living in Kappa Cerebro. That's a check. For a loser.
What?
I. Where else in a minute? Cerebro is in it. What is the Shamshim story? It says in the Yitzhakar, it's also even in the Shamshim. It's all first in the Gosha, she said, the Ferish. Fine. The Mordecai, however, quotes a dissenting view. It's in the tough, Sadi Aleph. He quotes the Rabbeinu Tuvia, who's marked to eat in the Shamshim. What do I mean? It's not considered the oath of the Lachim Sinuch. We already discussed before that the Ramah said, and earlier sought to say, it's only also to go into the Lachim Sinuch, to the main hall, where everyone's dancing. If you're not in there, so then is the Heter? You're reading it all? Ramah quotes 2 days. So the Chayra, we have to say, the Ramah quoted 2 days, how do you read this Ramah? You open the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah says like this. Ramah quotes that the minig is, you don't go into any Shulchan Aruch or Shum Suda Ba'olam. For you, base coach. And this is Sim Gimel. Yesh matirim la'ava lecho v'sunas nesu'an o v'smila ima m'shamsha. U'v'l'vad shalo yem b'mokom simcha t'gon b'bayis acher. V'yesh osim v'chein no'agim. We'll get to what this is. I have stopped the middle of the sentence. Hold on a second. Hey, Rabotai. The whole shaila is, you'll add it with the mishamshim without ever walking into the wedding hall. You're never going to walk in there. See with the mishamshim in a different room in the building. That's the shaila. Is that like eating at home? Or is that like eating in the wedding hall? That's the machlekes. It's not a question of mishamshim as such. That there's no mishamshim? Same shaila. That there are many weddings you'll find that they see two people eating outside. In a separate room. Don't do it mishamshim. The little mishamishim is left after. They hold from their head to eat outside the hall. They don't walk in. They never walk in. They eat outside. I have my big problems with that. You know, you eat outside, a full meal catered, costs $100, and then they go dance and the doors are wide open and the band is blaring and your mamish, you feel part of the simcha. Rubs me the wrong way. But, again, who am I? There are possum apparently who are making. In Dark Emotion, it's not Mashma so much that way. Bay's asterisk. He quotes the Mordechai. Avel also lepo the students with Smila Gimir Amashamshim. Smila is simple. Hobo, Hekmash the lepo the pastor with Smila Afilim Amashamshim. Those are bias. And the bias Achim different house. All right, different house. Not that they're different. Not a different room. I went to a katana, one of those cakes when I was in Avelis. You know, I was in Avelis at the end of May. But mamish was in Shloshim, many times I got married. And I felt a few years ago. I felt they're ready if they want me there. Go, I said, a bracha left. But I wouldn't eat anything. Zero. One. I was coming from somewhere else. I was mummish plot. Didn't know what to do. I was going to stay. What I did was, I went into the shmur, took out some cake, some cookies, whatever was there, went outside the building, to the parking lot, and I ate, had a murray head to eat some cake in the parking lot. You're not bothering. But the park line, I figured that's not a shop. It's my attacker. That's not a house at all. So I wasn't considered a part of the... It wasn't one of those outdoor weddings. But no, nothing was happening outdoors. It was the school indoor wedding. I was in the parking lot. So... not so much of a question. But Rambo's bottom line is, the chain no again, the shinny with a mishamshim, raksha ovel mishamish sham in yirte the ochel bebeisam. Whoa! What's this all about? Look who. Although, the minute is we don't rely on that to remember mishamshim. That's why I think if these people eat outside in the hall, it's not right. Because the Rambo said, the minute is the chumra. You know, say, well, you know what they do? I tell these people, because again, I can suspect fake them. Who eats outside? Close relatives. Uncles and aunts of the fucking cows usually see eating outside. Right? That's what you usually see. Uncles and aunts of the fucking cows eat outside. Beyond that, pots of fun cool. I can see an uncle and an aunt. You know, a person making a wedding, he's in a veil, his brother and his sister, all in a veil for a parent. He has to go in, or rather, he can't sit outside. But his brother and sister sit outside. I think they also go home. Maybe they should go home. I hear the argument that if they go home, it's going to be a uncle of the cousin, brother of the cousin. If they go home, it's going to be disruptive to his whole the way he's feeling. Second, find a cool. I would say, in my opinion, if that's the case, to stay outside and don't eat. I don't hungry. Take a sandwich. Be mindful. And then when you're hungry, you go out to the car in the parking lot and eat a sandwich. This one's cheap. It costs $1 out of $100. And it makes you feel less father, less, but not for less. You sit there. And I don't think we should stare at the brother more, who's, you know, who's married off the child. I don't know. I have my crazy idea that people look at me like I'm a sugar. But, what about the Shamash? What's this all about? So the Aruch HaShulchan raised it as follows. And Sif Yud Gimel. This is very tricky. So what does it do? All of the Shamash Sham in Yirta, the Ocha Bebeis, only Masha Shulchan will be in that Tuda. You want to have a catered meal? Have it in your car. Not if you have a Shamash right outside the room. Mati Berusha. The day I reached on us over there, they are eating through rock him off of the base of Hasana. Shak grew him off of the Vayat, Akha Glow the Cheder, Akha Glow the Sham Shem Mutter. I noticed at a wedding recently that'd be very nice. And someone goes out and gives food for the caterer, and for the band, and for the photographer, and for the checking. I was in the Cheder Brook, and someone gave a meal for the lady who takes care of checking the coat. That's the shamshim. But he says, yeah, I can understand it. Alright, fine. I'm saying that's a different verse. Could be that cool as shvat. You sit right outside the hall, your mum is an inch away from the wedding hall, that's not the head of a shamshim. We're up the stairs and around the corner. Make another error. Anyway. There are also three little, the gamza based in chamikri. The dash, he does the shamish near a lee. Listen carefully. Dafka shimush bevez hamavashlo bevez arichos hamacholim mutter v'lo lahoshin hamacholim lakurim the gamzeh will be kisimcha v'olam noach and noach v'tach. To be a waiter in the main hall is not allowed. What you're allowed to do is you hang around the kitchen. So you're not allowed to eat in the kitchen, you're allowed to stay in the kitchen. Is that the Rosh Hashanah said? Which means, according to Aruch HaShulchan Rabot, if I care, Mishimush, I don't mean Greek Shimush, I mean Shimush in this kind of the Tama is a Svara L'Isser. A Svara L'Isser. Have it, put it into Shimush in the kitchen, if you wish, in the Yirta. You don't want to do Shimush, you want to stay in the kitchen of Adipus. The Kiddush over here is, even though you cannot eat in the kitchen, the same you cannot eat in the main dining hall. With shimush, the difference. You can't be a waiter in the dining hall, but you can help out in the kitchen. That's the Rosh Hashanah, but the shimush is not a character, it's a chumrah. However, Rosh Hashanah are against the Rosh Hashanah. They hold like the minhag of Shemach HaShulchan Kol. The shivish is throw the kula. Take a look at Rabbi Akiva Eger, for example. Look at Rabbi Akiva Eger. If I'm more close to minhag, not only can the Masada Kedushin come to the wedding, but also the Chen Yuchal Lahachnes Kosten Kederach Arsenu Sheshnei Anoshim Machtisim Mechosim Tachat HaChupah. It was called a Unterfirer, someone who walks the Chosim and Kala down. It's the Pesadam and Kula. There was a wedding recently, I was told. It's a very sad story. Which, a young woman passed away and her son got married within Shloshim. She was very left a large family of children. And I was told that at the wedding, the father, Nebuchadnezzar, was just a recent almond, and his one daughter marched down the cousin, son, and his eight or nine other sons all walked right behind. You know, in some circles, the most prestigious circles, there's a whole entourage walking behind the cousin and Kali. Have you seen that? I've never seen that. It's not American, forgive me. But American is often comes to the church. I don't want to get involved in these things. My ideas are too radical over here, but and unimplementable. But they walked on behind. So Rabbi Akiva Eger says, Rabbi Akiva Eger calls that a gross offshore by making a million. Quarter against the offshore, but I don't realize. Next piece he says, Minik Shpipolin, Shashul Shvinin Hochim Gam Mutalecho, even eat. I don't care if they even eat. Ella Shebetchila Misham Shemtas. Who all of a sudden, Misham Shemtas, far from being an Isser, as is implicit in the Oracle Shulchan, it's my carrot to go ahead there. But someone who's a Misham Shemtas, what does he eat? Tell us to me. What do you mean, Avol Mishamish Shomim Yirtzeh? What's up to Yirtzeh? The heart means to follow. The same Noah again says, that Mishamishim, that what? What's going on? That Avol may not eat it as soon as the Suin. Him and Mishamishim. We're Machmir. Raksha Avol Mishamish Shom Him Yirtzeh. What do you mean, Yirtzeh? And here's the level. If you want to eat, well, but how do you read this? Strange. Very strange. Doesn't fit well. I don't understand it. And what's the cooler? You can say a person who's busy with his shimush is not a full symbol. They have a new cooler they have now. You're an available, you'll give out the ventures. You'll I don't know what you'll do. You'll have to take on a job. Take on a job, you can give us a cigar. You take on a job, so mainly it's not going to be a complete simple, you're so busy with your job. Yeah, but you know, there's something called feather bedding. You learn your American history? You create jobs. Create a job, to me, is very, very shrimp. Very, very shrimp. I don't need Muslims to walk down the aisle, I understand. Shashvinus is a weird motif here, but you know the Gemara of Bava Batra, the whole half a parrot about Shashvinus. It's an absolute obligation and didn't remember. No, it's the Moshe Mishpat. Look at Bava Batra, Kuf Mem Dalet, Moshe Mishpat, Simen, excuse me, never had the Simen Samach. All kinds of dinim about Shashvinus. Dinim. Shvinus, life, we've been, we've been terrors. You walk my child, you have my child, of your childhood. You take a look at the base, Lech and Yehuda. Look at this, unbelievable how it's abused. Look at this. Shashvinah is Muslim. Shashvinah is Muslim. Fine. I'm reading page 5 at the bottom. Chemdina is Poland, Kane, Oregon. I'm going to kill the Torah of Yisrael and Shashvinah. For the ether of what? Of Shashvinah is being with his nation. Aber Masha Rizzi, Oregon. Shaderach HaShashvinah Hochem in Achneiret Vechupa. Umechadzim V'yemtza Aderach L'shar Avelim. Shiyudosim Aneiret Kanapsiyah. The Hatalam is Kodasudas, the Chasna, Lo Yafa Emelsin, Ubavara Yisra Gomolatin, they say to fabricate a job. You walk with the Chasna from here to here. Like when they make you Buddha by a bridge. You know, and they fabricate it, it's like a football. You wouldn't pass a football out of these parts, it'd be sort of a pumpkin. So, they pass the very out of 10 to 15, what do they call it? Chayka, what's the crazy name to make up? Just insult anybody. If it is over the poor baby. They are too. They have hundreds of bailiffs. Everyone has to walk across the two steps. If you're fabricating, fabricating a Shrinas, he doesn't like that at all. There. I'm against all the Shamsa business. I just don't like it. If you don't like, what can I do? To the Aruch HaShulchan, when he quotes these coolers, the Rav can come into the Chasna, because after all, you need him. In Shom Kwey Zemer, also the Ha'ovel Lishmo. Put cotton in your ears. You know, Father? As a matter of fact, in Rabbi Stolz's paper, because Rabbi Moshe says that Ovel may not listen to music, what's his mocker? Shin Tari Alam Tifal. Ovel also the Simcha. Only one problem. What's the problem? Only the Shiva. Tichlo Yikach, Tidak, Mechegel, Kol Shiva. A master. Shiva, the Shiva is the music. A master, 100%. And beyond Shiva. A Raya Lister, almost. Say that hate music is most important. I'm sorry? No, I don't think so. I write other books. The Moshe is another cooler there. And whatever he's doing just to kill time is Muslim. Whatever that means. I thought people have tapes going on 24 hours a day. They're just, oh, that's the breathlessness. Mitzvah is all, yes, the simple Thomas. So they have the breath of the tape going 24 hours, but they can't decide just to kill time because the mitzvah is the simple Thomas. But not breathless, but the music going all the time. That means it's the simple Thomas. Huh? As a matter of fact, the Gesher Achaim writes, Holy Kinuse Simcha are Asuris. It seems to me that you can, well, look, someone has a tape going in the privacy of his home, there's a lot of grounds to be made. And Rav Moshe has another verse, only if the music is the main thing. That means someone's going to, I don't know, to some thing, and the music is an incidental. Yeah, go to the rest, and they play music in the background. So it's an incidental. Or he's, I don't know, let's say he's going to a ball game, or to my ball game at Mutter, and then in the back they play the music. That's an incidental. So the Moshe is a svara, all supported by our Felder, that the music is only incidental at Mutter. I did find, however, a source which does ask the music. The Chara, all the Yisroom have only dancing, right? Including the Chara, that you find. Chasen, etc. But music alone without dancing, Chara, we don't find it anywhere. I found it somewhere. In the Morgan Avram and Mishnah Brura, Hilchos Tisha B'Av, but not in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, it's not in 9 days, an irony. I found it in Hilchos Moti Tisha B'Av. That's what I was to find this summer. The very, very end, that was an afterthought. You don't do things to Chatzot of Asiri Ba'av. And that's correct. Wow, I didn't think of that. Wow. Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tov Kuf Saman, this Gimel, can go to Shulchan Aruch and play Shir, to call me a Zemel from Ashmi and call Shul Shil Shalosh, to some Ephraim. Yeah. That's why I didn't say the opposite in front of them, could be. Incidentally, Sif Dalet over here, the Yitzhak HaTorah, Chassan and the Kalim. A whole discussion about this, okay, I'll tell you a story. About the crown of the Kalim. It's right over here, Tav Kuf Sam, Sif Dalet. Oh, so I did find in Morgan, I don't think Mishnah Brura, so I wrote it. A Morgan Avram who says that there's an Yitzhak of... of music and a minute. Because can't shlo yisham kleish here. This is already official food by a chosn night before the wedding. But then we say kleish here would be prohibited. But beyond that, we don't find it in the Mishnah. It's like with Mote Chos, not the Chas, the night before the Chas. Even if they didn't have dancing, I don't know if they had dancing, they didn't say Rikudim, usually say Rikudim, if they didn't have dancing, I thought he came, it's the night before the Chasna, that would be prohibited, I can see, would be prohibited for an Abel to be involved in that kind of a situation. But if it's a Tzinnah, it's certainly if it's taste, I don't think it's necessarily a problem. I know this is against the modern world. The modern world holds that to listen to music is an Easter gomur for an oval. And they could be in danger when they're driving a car in front of the music and fall asleep. That's the problem. Let's take a look here at the Gilead Marashor open. Now this is going to lead us to... And this year on Monday, I'm not finished. We Shinsadi Alpha finished basically, but not Shinsadi Babe. It's supposed to be done today. Listen, we're going to... But we still have four more days next week, Mr. Shul. Huh? So here, take a look over here. In the Gilead Marashah, he quotes the Knesset Gedola. He says that Mutter to go into a place of the Mokom Hepsis, to a father that can go to the chuppah of his daughter, he just shouldn't eat there. Shouldn't eat there. What does that mean? The Rav Moshe has a chiddush about this. It's going to be very critical. That's what the Rav Moshe at length next week. It's in Yoredeh Chelik Beis Kuf Samachet Kuf Sam Kuf Ayin Aleph. He said like this: the tzar of not going into the chasna of your daughter is more than a hefset mamon, and the davar ha'aved. And for this reason, he allows a father of a kala to go into his daughter's wedding, even in shiva. I had it in my shul. So Rashi Nebuch was in Shiva during the wedding of his daughter, and he went to the wedding, as per Rashi's Shiva. Because from not to be there, he has a different cooler. Of Dover Abe, so the man don't eat. That's a big star if you don't eat there. Take a look at in the Pisre Shuva. Huh? Any parent, I believe any parent. Dover Abe. Your daughter's not going to marry again, you know. She's getting married now, and for you not to be there is like losing $1 million. I can't, it's a cool dump. Nah, come on. I can understand. That is Kiddush. We bought Dov Rabbi by Hester by Easter Malacha. Where the whole thing is money to Dov Rabbi. Where's it had the Dov Rabbi that comes through and needs to go into a wedding? But I want the amount for a different reason. It would disturb the Talmud. He's being not disturbing the father. There's two different angles on this head of the going. Right? Is it a disturbance of the child or a disturbance of the father? Take a look over here at Shiv Ketshuva in Simon Shins, but this will be a little transition. We'll see a little bit in this next Simon Shins Dadi Bey, this Kotivo, in Shiv Ketshuva. So he quotes the Varhez, he quotes the Taz, who says that the hesitance will be madness. Some cases it lies, you know what, watch me watch this ridiculous. Let's stop here because we're out of time. And Mitzvah, next week, we have four shiurim to go. We have to try to be cover ground. We'll start with the Shin Sadi Bay, okay, which is a very serious question of whether Avos don't get married. There was a shalagas and there was a very interesting sign. It's amazing. And Avos never, a person about to get married. The parent dies 2 days before the person's own marriage.